The first team of 200 firefighters and 14 managers from Working on Fire in South Africa is actually on a fire close to Edson, which is about 180 kilometers to the west of Edmonton. And it's getting so bad there, they've just had to impose evacuation orders on Edson. So our firefighters are at two complexes called the Deep Creek Complex and the Pembina Complex. So they've been there since Tuesday, being part of a larger team of Americans, Canadians, fighting these particular fires. Unfortunately, the weather went a bit bad in terms of fires, getting hotter, drier. And right now, we've just had a little bit of rain, but then the wind has been picking up. So conditions are still quite hazardous.
What kind of dangers, hazards are your firefighters facing where they're located right now?
Well, the most immediate one is just very, very rapid flare-ups that happen. And in fact, 2 days ago, all the firefighters were withdrawn from the fire line because of the wind conditions, which were growing and becoming variable. And that happens very suddenly. But also within the environment that they are operating, extinguishing all the fire, many of the burnt trees are very vulnerable to being blown over. So, you know, these trees don't have very deep root systems. So as much as they're busy probing all the ground to put out all the embers, these trees in a little bit of wind can actually topple over.
Is this the areas that you're talking about? Is it mostly kind of natural and not many homeowners that you have to worry about for evacuation?
Actually, the Edson area has a combination of agriculture. I've seen quite a bit of cattle farms in the area. And Edson as a town is quite a significant town in its own right, but that has been evacuated at this point in time.
I understand this is your fifth collaboration with Canada and their firefighters. So you guys have worked together before and know how to work with each other, right?
Yeah. So this is our fifth deployment to Canada. We've had 215 come through first time, and we have another 213 coming in on the 15th of June. So, yes, we have developed a system of collaboration. And in any event, in these large fires, you become part of a larger team. And right now on the fires where we are, we've had management teams from Ontario. We've had American firefighters and Canadian firefighters working side by side with us.
What are the prospects of getting this huge wildfire under control?
Well, the weather conditions, and, you know, this is part of the product of climate change, is drier and hotter than it's been for this time of the year ever, very early in the fire season. Typically, the Canadian fire season goes up to September. But the sort of strategy in terms of dealing with these large fires is to first of all try and isolate and protect property and lives. And obviously, some cases it's just not possible, and you have to have evacuation orders. In some areas in Quebec, you just had the fire sweep right through the town. So there's been a lot of homes and dwellings and structures lost through this process. And then the second would be to try and develop a perimeter around the fire and protect that.